Bermuda to Azores, avoiding Hurricane Don. We departed on July 8th with Horta in the Azores as our goal, roughly 1,800 nautical miles away. But when Hurricane Don formed, we were forced to sail southeast for safety. The detour stretched the trip to an incredible 2,600 miles over 26 days. Divine intervention in a storm at sea. One storm lasted 3 full days and we despaired of escape, but our faith held steady. A miraculous corridor opened between low and high pressure systems, and we escaped the worst. It felt like the divine stepped in and cleared the way for us. For nearly a month, we were alone with the furious winds in the sky. It was a test of our endurance. Bobby finally got his sea legs and began enjoying life as a dog sailing. I walked him from his comfy cushion under the cockpit to the side rails on a leash, always the starboard side. No matter how invera-keeled, his choice. He barked to let me know when he needed to go. He became strong and muscled, ripped like a true sailor on the voyage. The doldrums and sudden stillness. Even with all the challenges, there were magical moments. One morning, mid-Atlantic, I stepped outside to a vast, silent desert. The ocean was like glass, still, endless, surreal. We had entered the doldrums. I took photos that looked like paintings of a peaceful lake. But after a day, the stillness grew heavy. We spent 3 days stuck, losing precious time. Still in the hurricane belt, we had no choice but to motor hard to escape the danger. I had prepared canned food, working on storing provisions for a full 6 months before we left. I made up 50 jars of canned meat following the Boat Galley cookbook and prepper and canning channels on YouTube. It was a source of inspiration where not much else was to be found online. Another book, Storing Food Without Refrigeration, became my Bible. At sea, with our small fridge and cooler, we didn't have enough space to keep much food cold and preserved. I baked bread every few days and made tasty snacks and desserts, which kept our energy up. We ate well, and in the few moments we had to rest, I enjoyed my Kindle, on which I had downloaded some great books. There was seldom time to read. We were kept too busy weathering storms and hurricane weather. On August 2nd, land appeared. File at last. Marina de Horta. Landfall in the Azores. Arriving at Marina de Horta felt like stepping into another world, with its green rolling landscape, volcanic peaks, and towering cliffs. Bobby hadn't been ashore since Florida. Bermuda's regulations kept him on board. When his paws hit solid ground in the Azores, he was ecstatic. We caught his adorable grin on camera. And yes, he did smile. He was the hero who brightened our days, even amidst the toughest times. We spent 10 days resting and soaking in the peace we'd earned. It was Peck's favorite port of call, a true landmark for those who had achieved the awesome milestone of a full Atlantic crossing by sailboat. Peter's Cafe Sports, the historic meeting place for nautical voyagers. We mingled with adventurers from around the globe. We were privileged to meet the skeleton crew from the Ocean Globe Race, who were a super cool team preparing for the race. They became good friends who we've stayed in touch with. We heard that their boom broke during the race, causing them to have to drop out, and we thanked our lucky stars that we had replaced Invera's boom while refurbishing her thoroughly. Mainland Portugal, avoiding orcas. From Faial, we journeyed 1,200 nautical miles, fast and furiously in just 10 days, to Sagres, Portugal. It wasn't our original plan, but stories of orcas attacking yachts deterred us. They are known to break rudders and cause massive destruction, and we were determined not to encounter them. We were reluctant to sail by night, as they appear silently and unannounced, so we hugged the coast and anchored in waters at 20 meters where we would be safe. Orcas are seldom spotted in shallower waters. Portugal welcomed us with fresh produce, warm marinas, and the grounding comfort of land. But soon we felt the call to keep moving. Sailing through Gibraltar. On August 22nd, we left Portugal, sailing for 7 days. We passed the Strait of Gibraltar on August 29th, a milestone every sailor feels. With strong currents and dense traffic, it was intense. But crossing into the Mediterranean felt like stepping into a new chapter. The final push, Gibraltar to Montenegro. We stayed for 5 days at Alcaidesa Marina at La Linea in Spain and received our 150% Genoa from Southeast Asia sail, specially ordered for the light winds that we were about to encounter. We set sail into the Mediterranean Sea from Gibraltar on the 3rd of September, 2023. Our mildest leg, 1,800 nautical miles over 1 month, was across the Mediterranean. We followed Spain's Golden Coast, anchoring in shallow waters at night, to Calpe, sailing only by day, as the threat of orcas still loomed. We completed a long leg from Calpe, passing near Ibiza and Sardinia, and reached Sicily in just 3 days. We took some time to rest there, soaking up the vibrant culture and spectacular Italian cuisine. But not all of our stories from Sicily are so romantic. We faced some very heavy weather along the way. That's a tale for another time. Blog by blog, leg by leg. From Sicily, we waited for a weather window to sail through the Strait of Messina and crossed over to mainland Italy. Passing through the Strait of Messina was one of the more challenging parts of our journey, but we'll share all the details in our dedicated Messina blog when the time comes. In Italy, we chose Brindisi as our official port to check out of the European Union. From there, it took just one final day of sailing to reach our destination, Montenegro. On October 3rd, we made landfall in Montenegro. We had crossed the Atlantic and traversed the six seas of the Mediterranean, and we had done it together. The feeling of achievement was sensational. We felt so proud of each other and of Bobby. Support and trust in your sailing partners are the most important part of surviving a long ocean journey. We came to know ourselves and each other better, and our love only deepened through the challenges we faced. Sailing family lessons. Our transatlantic sailing voyage taught us more than navigation and boat maintenance. It taught us patience. It taught us courage. It showed us how to work as a unit, a true sailing family. Restoring a yacht became the foundation for our already successful marine canvas business, Adriatic Lux. Life aboard a sailboat brought challenges and clarity. Sailing with a dog brought joy and a sense of home wherever we went. We learned to trust ourselves. We learned to adapt. We became truly a sailing family, bonded by love and by shared miles.